Good morning, family, and welcome to our third discussion on this priceless woman, specifically her power to influence. And yesterday we talked about the power to influence through her conversation. That means her deportment, the way she behaves. And the Bible uses the term to be in subjection or to submit, that she can't control her husband, but she can influence him. She can't control those around her, but she can influence them through her deportment, through her subjection. That is the way she conducts and lives her life. Well, today I want to talk about another priceless value of this woman, and that is to provoke others to good works, to provoke others to good works. Let me give you a scripture reference. Hebrews 10 and 24 says, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works." To provoke unto love and to good works. Now, Colossians and I believe Ephesians also talks about another type of provocation, and that is, it says, "Fathers, provoke not your children to anger." Another thing Ephesians says uses the term wrath, anger and wrath. Wrath is anger put into action. And he goes on to say, "Lest they be discouraged." What makes this woman so valuable? Yesterday, I said in my lunch and learn that she's really the glue of the family. She holds it all together. She is invaluable. But I talked about a wise woman who builds that house. But I also juxtaposed that with a foolish woman who tears her house down. And what makes her foolish is not because she's not intelligent or articulate or beautiful or smart. It's just that she engages in behavior that is counterproductive to strengthening, building, growing the home, the house. She's invaluable to that home when she's wise. And one of the things that she does is she provokes those around her to love and to good works. Not to anger, not to arguing, not to fighting, because that is tearing down your household, but to good works. That is a meek and quiet spirit and a woman who's a worker. Jesus said this, "I must work the work of him that sent me while it's day. The night cometh when no man can work." In other words, she gets up early in the morning and she is going to encourage her husband, encourage her children, encourage her co-workers, encourage her ministry workers because of what she does. "I can't make y'all do anything, but I can encourage you all." 2 years ago, our pandemic hit and my home got attacked and I had to make a decision. What was I going to do? One of the things that I did was I got in God's word, and what God told me to do was to just simply get to work. And so everything that I saw that I could put my hands to, I did. I didn't know how long I would be able to do it. I didn't know how much I would have to do it. I started praying 5 days a week. Thought maybe a couple of weeks I would do that. I started doing radio, maybe a few months. Started doing lunch and learns and 5 minutes of inspiration, which you all are on right now. And I look up and here it is now, 118 weeks later, I'm still doing it. I can't remember which podcast this is. I think I'm approaching my 150th podcast, probably more, because this here says I'm in season number 59, but in every season I do 5 installations. So 5 times 60 is 3. Is that close? Is that approaching 300? Okay, your pastor's working now. But Jesus said it like this: "I must work the works of him that sent me while it's day. The night cometh when no man can work." Every woman, she's been given this invaluable, this priceless assignment, and that is to provoke and encourage her husband, to provoke and encourage her children, to provoke and encourage others around them to work. She can't make them do it. She can't force them to do it, but she can provoke them by her influence, by what she does. She is the worker. She is the glue. She is, what are those four values that I gave you about a woman? She's powerful. She's prayerful. She's patient. And all of those things make her priceless. And when you can provoke and encourage your man, when you can provoke and encourage your children, when you can provoke and bring love and encouragement to your home, that's a wise woman. That's a woman that builds. She brings that glue. She brings it. And she says, I don't know how long I'm gonna do it, but while I can, I'm gonna do it. That's what the what Jesus was saying. He said, the night cometh when no man can work. The Bible says, remember the Creator in the days of thy youth. Ladies, while you're young, go get it. Do everything that you can. Work for the Lord. Pray. Fast. Believe. Trust God. Go to that job. Work that man. Work those children. Hallelujah. Provoke them to do good works. Don't try to force them, because see, that's going to be foolish and you're going to tear it down. But provoke them. Provoke them with the way and the way you conduct your life, and provoke them with what you do with your hands. Work the work of him that sent me. Put that in the chat. That's what I want you to command your day today. I must work. That's what Jesus said. I must work. Come on, put that in the chat. I must work. Whatever you're going to do today, I want you to command your morning and say, today I'm going to work. What work am I going to do to encourage my spouse? What work am I going to do to encourage my coworkers? What work am I going to do to encourage my ministry, my church, my pastor, my leaders? I must work the work of him that sent me while it's day. My time is up, but your power, your influence, ladies, your value is that you bring the power to influence others to good works. My time is up, but remember this. Don't just live life. Live a victorious life and have an amazing day. Be blessed.